Welcome back here to Charles Schwab Field. Good news, good news. A, both teams are here. B, the tarp is off the field. C, players are warming up. D, the sun is out. E, the tornado watch, they continue to erase counties from it. Now, Omaha is still in the tornado watch, but we're now on the very far edge, which means that the forecasters are expecting the storms to continue to push off towards the east. My prediction, and I was told from a very reliable source, we will start on time tonight, 6 o'clock.
You want to put a grum ball on it, John?
I mean, it's not my grum ball to put on it, but I'll do it if you want me to. I can put a grum ball on it if you want me to.
It's there.
All right. I'll put another grum ball in that says we will play the full game tonight.
Oh.
We will have a winner determined tonight. A full game.
Got grum balls all around me.
And there's grum balls everywhere. Grum balls are spilling all over the place. Okay, let's see. What have we? We've got a lot to get to, and just a very short time to do it. Jemiah Neal is still to come. New Creighton Blue Jay. Get a breakdown of what we expect to see from him. Also, the Chiefs have made some news last night.
The new Netflix F1 series that's coming out. We have to talk about that.
We do.
Yes.
I think we're going to run out of time on that.
Damn.
I'm just going to say right now, I think we're going to run out on time on that. I can't say definitively for sure, but I think we're going to run out of time. NBA last night. LeBron James, done. He's out. He's gone. Rather moody LeBron James last night after the loss to Denver. And now the questions are out there. What is his future? Where is he going to end up? Is he... He was asked last night if this was his swan song as a Los Angeles Laker, and he did say, "I appreciate the question, but he would not answer it." So I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means for him. But it does mean this for the Nuggets. They are still in line to defend their world championship.
The Nuggets like to win.
Nuggets are pretty good, and Jamal Murray. He likes to beat the Lakers.
Mm.
In fact, I believe we have that audio here, do we?
We do.
Here's what it sounded like last night.
Difference of 2 seconds, the game clock and the shot clock.
Worst case scenario, we're going to overtime.
Jokic a screen, Murray to try to break the tie.
No timeout by the Lakers, they got to go.
James, a bump, a feed, a print shot, no! Zero's on the clock, the Nuggets advance!
Reminiscent of game two. But this one is going to send the Lakers home and to Cancun.
Or to Galveston, depending on where the boys from Turner Sports decide to put him.
I think I'd rather go to Cancun.
Yeah, you never know. Galveston's probably cheaper. Lower cost of living. Probably, not as expensive. Just saying. All right, when we come back, it is happy hour time from the ballpark as Creighton gets ready to play Nebraska in the third and final game of this I-80 rivalry. More on that, and still to come, Jemiah Neal, new Creighton Blue Jay transfer, to join us in the happy hour, which is right after this. It's Unsportsmanlike Conduct live from now sun-splashed Charles Schwab Field on 1620 The Zone.